Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
I'll be your sugar in the morning and the sweet.
There's a chorus on here that's... what's the Mary Jane Girls in my house or something? I just, you know, this might... whole house protection, the house thing.
Yeah, buddy!
It is, in fact, the computer corner where frustrated DJs...
No, we're not.
We're not
We're not even close to DJs. We're frustrated.
Frustrated DJs.
Yeah, but we're...
We're frustrating DJs.
All I'm sure we are.
All over the world. Shall we do email? Should we do phone? Should we do... What should we do here?
Let's grab another phone caller. How about Bill in Phoenix? Because he's got something that is perplexing lots of people around the Phoenix area.
Bill, the floor is yours.
Yeah, good morning, because it's still morning. Hate to change the subject, but I've had the same ISP for years. And recently when I connect the ISP and I enter a website, instead of getting the website, I get Overture. And I don't know how it got in there or whether it's the ISP that's doing it. Or
so every site you try to go to goes to Overture.com?
Every time it goes to Overture and I have to re-enter the website.
Yeah, what you have is there's one of these, there's so many of these web helper deals that somewhere along the line you inadvertently allowed to infiltrate your system, and what they've done is they've loaded some plugins into the Internet Explorer browser.
They probably package it as some kind of little toolbar to help you like search or to do something good, but they put in a lot of junk that basically they got to pay for it somehow, and that's advertising.
So what you want to do is there's a couple things you want to try doing. One is if you don't have an adware program like AdAware
or
SpyBot. There's a bunch of them out there, and if you look on our free help website, you'll see all kinds of referrals to spyware. Get something like that to run, and it'll actually identify all of the known spyware programs. The other thing you can do is look in your ad remove programs. You know, you go to the control panel, ad remove programs, and look for anything that specifically talks about Overture or some of the, you'll start to see some verbiage that comes up quite often. How technical are you? How familiar with your computer are you?
Well, I'm 83 years old, and my first computer was a Timex Sinclair 30 years ago.
See, so, you got it going on is what you're saying.
So are you saying that you're fairly comfortable with the Windows operating system?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you know how to use the MSConfig utility? You can actually go in there, and you can see all the things that load at startup. And a lot of times these programs, they hide in there. They're going to have some obscure link, but you'll see it. You kind of have to know what you're looking for, but you can actually start to look in there and go, okay, clearly this is not a Windows application. This is, what is this? Now, if you don't know what it is, be careful.
Yeah, you can actually, I printed out some of that stuff, so I tell you what to be careful of.
Yeah, but take the file itself that's that you don't know what it is in your MSConfig, and actually put that file name in Google.
Yeah.
And if it's a spyware program or one of these garbage programs that can be removed or installed, you'll find all kinds of resources about how to attack that or how to get rid of that particular item.
Okay.
And then if it's a usable, if it's actually part of an operating system or something you need, then generally the information will explain what that module does. So.
Okay, I understand. Incidentally, I'm still using dial-up.
Well, you know, that's
everything I wanted to do, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Hey, that's, you know, you might have listened to this show once before, I think.
Okay, well,
right,
thank
Bill.
You very much.
You bet. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a real problem, and I've seen that. It's every time a friend asks me to help out with a computer, the first thing, you pop open the website, and you actually put a web address in. If you don't put exactly the web address in, or in some cases, no matter what you put in, like
he's
saying,
it just goes anywhere.
Well, what it does is it goes to a redirection page. So that they can, you know, basically they're getting paid for ads, right? So they're trying to drive people to that by doing this. It's a scam.
And they get this into your system by pitching it as some little toolbar that you need.
Oh, yeah.
To either help highlight keywords for you or help you search or,
nasty,
you know, whatever it's doing. And it's got this little feature that you think you really need and you like, but they're getting you. They're sending you to these sites. They're taking away your browsing experience. They're slowing down your internet connection. It's just garbage.
One of my in-laws in California. Hey, Garrett, you going to say anything?
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
Hey. What's your 2 cents on this? Come on.
My 2 cents?
Yeah.
I think they'll pretty much get their name in front of you by any means necessary, and that's just one of the tactics about doing that nowadays. Everybody pretty much has a computer in their household.
Yes.
So why not get that right there. It costs a lot less than putting it on TV.
They can't do unsolicited phone calls anymore, so let's get into your computer. Let's not just email you because you ignore that. Let's do more.
Well, my in-laws in San Clemente, when I was in San Diego a couple weeks ago, four different programs. They were like, you got to help because we're not even on the internet and these porn things just pop up. And and it's because they had one of these spyware programs that was installed that infiltrated their browser that even because they have an always-on connection, a cable modem, it would just go out periodically and just load an ad up.
So they said, we're not on the internet? Well, if you got a cable modem, you're always on the internet.
Right.
You don't get off. Even though you close your browser, you're still connected always.
So if these programs are inside your computer and you have an always-on connection, at any point, at any time, they can launch anything they want. So all these porn pop-ups people are talking about, you're emailing in and asking. That's probably what it is. You've been infiltrated by one of these many programs, and we'll try to get you some more specific information in our follow-up newsletter. Yeah, so
there are some Windows services themselves that will actually allow pop-ups
and there's a big information
to come in.
Somebody actually, I think, emailed a minute ago. Where did you have that one?
Yeah.
About pop-ups?
Windows Messenger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's if you're having a problem with Windows popping up and you've checked and you've got no pop-up, spyware stuff in your computer, you've run the adware, you're not finding anything, then another thing you might want to check is in your control panel, if you're running Windows 2000, Windows XP, any of those kinds of things, there is something called services.
Okay, this is not 98, this is not ME.
Right.
No.
There's a services within your control panel, and you can double-click on that services icon, and it may be under administration tools or administrative tools. In there, look for something called the Messenger service. And it's something that'll be running all the time, and you can stop and then right-click on it, go to properties, and disable that service from ever running again. That's something that you wouldn't use in a home environment at all, and probably not in most business environments, but that's the only place it could be used, is in a business to allow people to communicate. Network messages could be sent out and kind of broadcast to the network through this thing, but obviously people on the internet, since that is a network connection, can broadcast to your PC whenever they choose to. And turning that Messenger service off will save a lot of those pop-ups as well. So.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's hour number one, isn't it?
Just about. We've got Tim, Mary, Greg. You guys are on hold. Sit tight right where you're at because we're going to get to your calls and questions on the other side of the break. We got a couple others, but I don't have their names up on the list here yet. But all you, hang tight. We're going to get you on the other side of the news. We got a lot more show left, including our Geek Speak of the Week, our WebAttack.com free download of the week, and who knows what else. I don't know.
All kinds of funs and games, and we're going to try real hard to get Garrett to say something more than, yeah.
He said something.
Oh, games. You know that he's going to be talking then.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll turn the mics over to Garrett and let him take over at that point.
All right, so grab your joystick, your mouse, your keyboard, whatever it is, and get yourself a cup of coffee, a cup of hot chocolate, whatever it is. Listen to the wonderful news with Gail Bass here, the digital dominatrix.
And while you're standing by, browse on over to our website at datadoctors.com, click on the radio section, and check out the links to power protection, lightning protection, surge protection, all the good stuff to keep you and your computer from having a real bad day.
For sure. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett Pella, Michael Valdivia, and the whole cast at Data Doctors, back for hour number two.
Across the valley, around the state, covering the...